even when they go out to get a movie, as opposed to watching it online. More and more Americans are skipping a trip to the DVD rental store. Instead, they get movies at the same place they get their bread and milk, or gas, or prescription drugs. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff has more on the growing business of DVD vending machines.
On a recent afternoon, Ryan Hammer, his wife, and two young sons are shopping at a supermarket just outside Charlotte. Often, the Hammers take home more than groceries. They pay an extra dollar to rent a movie.
Today we have Revolutionary Road. My wife picked that out, Leonardo DiCaprio. Last month, Slumdog Millionaire, fantastic movie.
Hammer rents his movies from the store's Red Box, a machine that sits near the checkout lines. Movies are a dollar a night and can be returned to any Red Box. Every day, new kiosks are being installed at drugstores, gas stations, even fast food restaurants.
I saw the movie rentals, and we love movies as entertainment for the kids, and was fascinated. It's only a dollar, it's convenient, and I have to be at the food store anyway.
Once people try Redbox, they don't go back.
Mitch Lowe is the CEO of Redbox.
I think the most compelling thing about Redbox is that a family can rent anywhere from 50% to 100% more movies with the same amount of dollars as they used to from other services.
Lowe's company is based in the Chicago area. It started with a dozen kiosks 7 years ago. Today, it's the largest of the DVD vendors with more than 16,000. It added 900 kiosks last month alone. Wade Holden is an analyst for SNL Financial and studies the home video industry. He says the success of vending machines comes at the expense of rental stores like Blockbuster and Movie Gallery.
The kiosk rentals and the online, the Netflix-type model, are really the only growth segments within the rental business. The traditional, going to the store, that type of rental business is on the decline.
Vending machine rentals, though, still haven't reached the level of success that Netflix has seen with its by-mail service. But speaking to investors during a recent webcast, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings noted the growing threat kiosks pose.
In exit surveys of canceling Netflix subscribers, kiosk is more and more frequently named as where they will go now for movies. And by the end of the year, kiosks will likely be our number one competitor.
But like anything, DVD vending machines aren't perfect. Long lines sometimes form, and the kiosks only carry 200 titles, so stores and online services will always have deeper selections. Still, Holden, the analyst, thinks Redbox's market share could grow to 25% by the end of next year. He's watching to see how well the company can keep up.
Would they be able to meet demand for what people want to watch, or are they going to have enough copies of a certain film to make it a positive consumer experience to keep people coming back?
Holden predicts that video-on-demand services will someday do away with the DVD rental industry, but not for at least a decade. In the meantime, expect to see more DVD kiosks coming to a store near you. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.